Okay, her reaction to just what? That's crazy. And then just strokes her hair like you.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true at all.
Turn off your fucking phone, Duval.
Sorry, it's work.
Episode over.
It doesn't stop.
Okay, cool.
We never stop. You took a ferry here today.
I took a ferry.
For a special occasion.
For a special occasion.
Oh, yeah.
Today's a special day. What's the day? What's today, so special about today?
What is so... Well, it's November 18th.
It is.
2020. the year 2020. Today is a special day because we here at Comedy Here Often, as a whole, as a group, have released and launched our new Comedy Here Often podcast network.
Yes.
Confetti. We needed to have confetti. We didn't.
Well, Alexi's a great videographer. So,
as you can see, some confetti has fallen.
Get out of here!
Right in my eyes. Crazy. Oh no!
We did it. We did a thing. We've been planning a thing pretty secretly for a long time, and we did it. We've done it,
and it's going perfectly.
Yeah. Do we want to tell them who we are? Who I am?
Dan Duval.
No one knows who I am. I'm not Dan, Ryan Reynolds. I'm not walking in here and they're like, oh, not yet. Not fucking yet.
Ryan Reynolds is an interesting choice of a very recognizable figure.
Yeah. Well, because
considering he wears a mask for his biggest role.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is it his biggest role? What about Just Friends?
I love Just Friends. Just Friends is amazing.
You've never seen Just Friends?
It's really funny.
It's so good. It's such a fun, jaunt. It's great.
I haven't, every time I come on here, I find out about a movie I've never seen.
That's usually me too. If it makes you feel any better, I'm 100% that.
Also. We'll go over the plot of Just Friends after we talk about what we're going to talk about. Right. We've been working on, so Dan is a great writer and stand-up comedian, and also he has created a few different shows. And so a few months ago, we brought him on to sort of run the podcast division of the label of Comedy Here Often. And the idea came up to do a full podcast network. I think that was your idea. Mm-hmm. There are versions of that elsewhere that I'm a big fan of, like All Things Comedy in America. That's probably my favorite one. There's Nerdist. There are... maybe there's a few other ones. Earwolf, yeah.
Lots of quality content, but we don't really have that.
Not in Canada.
We don't really have it in Canada. And so gifts of COVID-19, we started talking about it. Jonathan here at 604 Records, started talking about how we don't have that in Canada and how we could build that. And that relationship would never have developed if it wasn't for COVID, but we need to pivot somewhere because I wasn't doing stand-up anymore.
Yeah.
And my sister and I have a podcast also. We were already signed to the network called The Hate Locker.
Right.
It comes out every second Monday bi-weekly. we talked about... I lost my train of thought.
That's all right. We were discussing just what a network would entail, how many shows. The thing is that... I've said this before, but Canadian comedy is as good as the rest of the world, if not better than most places.
100%, totally.
Yet there's no platform for it in the way that there is in America. And that's ridiculous. Like, it's just, you just need some psychos to start something like this. And that's, we are those psychos.
Yeah.
We have all these wonderful new shows under the umbrella of the network that are going to be available, I guess, now.
Right. And so, we pivoted back towards doing more podcasting because during the break, no one was doing anything. So my sister and I started asking just people we have no business asking to do our podcast, quite frankly. And we got a lot of yeses. We recorded an episode with Danny Zucker, who is a writer with Modern Family. We recorded an episode with Levi McDougall, who is a writer on Conan, and a bunch of others. And it went really well. And that's sort of how the idea was born. It's like, well, this is a thing that we can do. Yeah. Our hands are pretty tied as somebody who I was doing stand-up comedy 6 nights a week. Going from that to like having nothing, we need something to do. And so I think at the time we had 5 podcasts on the network.
Yeah, I think 5. We had Randy Neumeier's our podcast, Comedy Here Often.
Sound Judgment,
so funny.
Yeah, Cry With Me with Alistair Ogden.
Right.
And us, Hate Locker.
Hate Locker, but we also had
Andrea Jin.
Yeah, I fucked up with Andrea Jin. Yeah, there's a bunch. But so it didn't take long at all. So it's like to reach out. I mean, I'm pretty active in the stand-up comedy world. And so are you guys. You guys have a ton of amazing guests on your show all the time. So it wasn't like it was a pretty big no-brainer to start asking around to see if anybody else wanted to start podcasts, or I had some ideas for some people to start podcasts with, and also podcasts that already exist and were just sort of doing their thing. And so we started sort of bringing them all together under this one label where we can all work together and become a really fun network. So there's some really awesome podcasts that we hope everybody will check out.
Yeah.
From some big names like Trent McClellan's podcast. If you don't know Trent, he's on This Hour Is 22 Minutes. Very funny stand-up comic as well. He's got a great podcast called The Generators. They've recently put out episodes with Sam Roberts, Matt Stajan, Rory Scovel did a two-part episode with him.
Amazing.
Just talking with people who are generally are creative and generate creativity, hence the name The Generators.
Katie Ellen Humphrey's Horny Off Main.
Yeah, with Amitai Mormestein.
Really good.
Horny Off Main is awesome. I try to describe it, and I can't even describe it as well as she does. I'm literally just going to read her synopsis because I can't say it as good as her. Katie Ellen wrote, a show about desire, shame, and the ever-present blessing and burden of being alive. So basically the experience of having a crush.
That got me hot.
So it's funny because I actually was talking to her about this, about how people are just thinking it's a podcast about sex.
Yeah.
And she's just letting people think that.
That's
like
a good idea.
Like, oh. And like talking to her, like they have, like maybe haven't listened to it and been like, yeah, I'm loving the podcast. So it's like, she's like, yeah, that's great. Glad you do.
It's a good friend filter.
Yeah, for sure. But it's not. It's about talking about like the things that we are taught that are taboo that we're into, and just being okay with bringing those off Maine. You know, and just being comfortable in our own skin. So yeah, there's tons of podcasts coming out that you have heard of.
Wait, I wanted to address the biggest get, which is Pumping It podcast with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't believe we got that.
Yeah, that's
that is crazy. Nuts. I mean, I bet no one knew that I'm his assistant now, his personal assistant.
And we've been able to capture that magic.
Yeah, he's kind of
through a podcast.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. So that's going to be good.
It's totally normal and fine.
Yeah.
Everything's really good. Everything's going great at the Schwarzenegger household.
Compound.
Sorry, excuse me. Yes.
It's called the jungle.
Sorry, I forgot that I'm legally obligated.
You have to fight Predator to get into it.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's so much stuff for everyone to check out. And there's podcasts also like, we have a podcast with Brandon Kelly. Mm-hmm. Brandon Kelly, who is, he's the man behind Nihilist Arby's on Twitter, which is an absolutely insane Twitter account. He's got a podcast where they're having guests come on from every different state in the United States and every province in Canada to talk about the pros and cons of their state. As a series, which is great. And we've got a couple shows that are coming out in seasons as well. Like Mike Delamont is turning his Fringe show into a podcast called Canada and Florida, where they're talking about the stupidest headlines in Canada and Florida. I'm breaking those down. And that's really a good time. It's a wildly successful Fringe show. Mike Delamont is a treasure.
It's great.
And then, of course, our phony true crime podcast from Henry Sir, Edmonton comedian Henry Sir, which is just fantastic, called True Grime, that you definitely need to check out as well. And the last one I want to pump, I know this is like a lot of information to be shoving at people, but there are a couple of very young, very funny, very young gentlemen from Edmonton named Kian Beattie and Brad Semitic, and they are super, super funny. Brad actually won the Martin Grant, which is a grant for stand-up comedy from Steve Hofstetter to do stand-up comedy. He's absolutely hilarious on stage. Wow. And so they came to me with an idea for a podcast about horror movies and seeing if horror movies should be remade. And I'm listening to the podcast. I'm like, yeah, this is good. But then they had a segment on their pilot episode where they just started listing all of the problematic things in this movie that they were watching.
It's really funny.
And why you wouldn't be able to like watch it and why you wouldn't be able to make that movie now. And I'm like, this is it. This is the show.
Yeah,
so now the show is just them talking about all the problematic things in old movies, and it's called Your Parents Watched This. And the idea of it is just finding out why our parents' generation is so messed up and why we all have so much trauma in our lives now. And it's super great. It's awesome. Plus, there's a ton of podcasts from people you might not know that you could be starting to get excited about, like Dylan Williams and Alicia Cooper. Dylan's a young up-and-coming stand-up comic from Victoria. Mm-hmm. They have a show where they debate whose topic is or whose person is worse. Their opening episode is Casey Anthony versus Martin Shkreli. So they started with a bang. and it's, yeah, so they just debate whose podcast.
I just want to talk about Martin Shkreli forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he's one of those guys where I just YouTube rabbit holed him, kind of like Bill O'Reilly. Like, like fascinated by
the whole Bill O'Reilly. Oh,
yeah. Him just fighting with guests and him losing it on his staff just became like kind of like entertaining to me. And then Martin Shkreli, when he had the girl from Vice over and he was like beating her at chess and like just being so unlikable. Oh, he didn't turn sleep mode off?
No, rats.
Nap mode?
Rats. Nap mode, that's my rat name.
Rats?
No, nap mode.
Nap mode? I think it should be rats.
Yeah, that's the name of my first album. When inevitably no one listens to it.
Oh, pshaw. People would listen ironically. I can't stop burning you, Dan. I'm so sorry. Okay, I love you.
I deserve it. Last time I was on this podcast, you apologized to me. You started it out by apologizing.
You know what it is? Mallory Gallant's a bad influence on me because I smash Steve sometimes in our meetings and it makes her so happy. And it's like, there is this SNL sketch when Jim Carrey hosted in the mid-90s. Where he said, "I'll see you in hell" to somebody, and then everybody started slowly clapping, and he realized he liked that feeling, so he just started overusing that phrase all the time. Flash cut to like 10 years later, where it's all he says, people just have to like get it from how he said it, like, "I'll see you in hell." And they'd be like, "Okay, I'll see you tomorrow too." Yeah. There's a podcast that I'm excited about that we have on the network called No Strings, and it's two of my like really good friends, and they're both actors. Devon Alexander and Anisha Bailey. And I honestly was just hanging out with them, watching them be mean to each other. And I was like, this should be a show.
Yes. And that's what happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like he'll be like, look at those fucking shoes. The whole outfit's good except those shoes. And she'll be like, Devon, shut up. She'll be like, you just started dressing well. He's like, I've been dressing well for a minute. So yeah, it's
and
great.
And he's been on this show too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. 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 He's my hetero life mate. We hang out all the time.
Yeah, and also it's not just like straight comedy either. We have some sports podcasts. We have some super funny guys called the We Can't Dunk podcast that are three middle-aged, out-of-shape men who talk about basketball. They are super knowledgeable basketball nerds, but man, their logo is like a fat guy like slamming the ball into the rim, missing.
Just like... Yeah, not making it.
We also have Sticks and Stones, which is a big one from country artist and label man, company man, Dallas Smith, and our boss, Jonathan Simkin, which is super fun. They're both very colorful, hilarious, awesome people.
Yep.
We'll just see how many episodes we get into before Jonathan gets us all canceled.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it's about hockey. It's about hockey. It's about hockey. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned that.
It's musicians talking about hockey and hockey players talking about music.
Yeah. So they'll have some like big guests on.
Yeah.
That Jonathan will force on for legal purposes.
Yes.
We'll just guilt them into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like so many podcasts that we are. Producing and releasing that.
I think we have 25. We went from 5 to 25 over the span of a few months. And there's others too that we're leaving out. There's also Dead Baby Bear podcast from Kathleen McGee and Sean LaCombe, which is a great one.
Yep.
There's too many to list right now.
Gina Harms.
Yeah, another great one.
What's hers? It's called Nostalgia.
It's called Dear Pop Culture.
Dear Pop Culture. Right.
Yeah. And it's very funny.
Yeah.
Just them talking about their stuff from their childhood.
Yeah.
That they stand, as people say.
And it's really cool.
Stan.
Is it Stan? Is it not? You wouldn't say it in past tense?
I don't think you say.
Although I'm 39 years old. 39. And when this comes out, I will be like a few months closer to 40 because.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, we are recording this on September 30th.
How dare you break the fourth wall?
I did. I broke the fourth wall. I did. I don't even care. That's
you are I just reckless.
I can't put myself in the future like that. I get stressed out.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should make some predictions about what's going to happen.
Wait, you want me to take a stab at what things are like in the future?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
use my brain power?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, use your brain power.
Okay. What do you want me to predict?
Who's winning this presidential election? Because I know that you're very involved in American politics.
Oh, who's not? How do you not be involved? Yeah. Listen, if you have a way to not be involved,
yeah,
like mentally, emotionally, to U.S. politics, let me know. Let me know how you do it.
See, I watched the movie Panic Room last night, and okay. I want to hang out in that.
Are you sure it wasn't the debate that you watched? Because
that's what I call it.
The first debate was last night, so that easily could accidentally be Panic Room or the movie Very Bad Things.
Yeah, Very Bad Things.
Could also be that.
Operation Dumbo Drop. Let's get that guy out of here.
That's also a very good one. Yeah.
Just horrifying.
Yeah, Operation Dumbo Drop.
That's
an insult to that movie.
It's just a hot Ray Liotta reference.
My God, what a fucking terrible mess that debate was. Who do I think is going to win?
Mm-hmm.
I think, if I'm being honest, I think it's somehow going to be Kid Rock. I think Kid Rock comes out of nowhere, is a write-in ballot. Somehow, even though it's past the point already.
Well, he is the most likable person in America.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Kid Rock. I think the national anthem is going to, by November. This is like 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
Your national anthem, if you're listening to this from America or if you're watching this, is going to be American Badass by Kid Rock.
Right.
Yeah. And
Metallica will get some residuals because they're sampled in that song.
Absolutely. And God Bless America
will
be replaced with Pictures with Sheryl Crow. She'll be very upset. There's going to be a very big court battle about it.
Yeah, she's probably more on the Dixie Chicks kind of side than the
Who knows?
Josie
Sheryl Crow
side.
Has been very quiet through this whole thing.
Maybe she's in her panic room.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably. Can I come?
If I had one. Yeah.
Yeah. United States of New Metal. I think this idea.
So I think Kid Rock is going to be the president. I think his running mate will be a pile of oily rags.
What about Joe C? Oh, RIP.
Joe C, RIP. Mm-hmm. They'll have statues erected for him for sure.
They'll be 3 feet tall.
No. They'll make it taller for him. They'll be taller, but part of the statue will be him standing on like a box, like a bunch of phone books.
Yeah.
That's like part of the statue, though. That would actually be dope. That's a better statue than any number of the statues that are up in our country currently. I think his running mate will be a pile of oily rags, and like most white politicians, you will not be able to tell the difference between them.
Oof.
And I think that the American flag will be a Monster Energy drink shirt hanging from an assault rifle. So
Kid Rock has those things. So it's probably,
those are my predictions for the US election.
I think that's,
if I'm being honest,
fairly accurate.
I do think that Donald Trump is going
to
win.
I think he's going to win too. I don't want him to, but I think he's going to.
I hate them. I don't like either of them very much. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this right before too. Alexi and I were just talking about this. Is that the best? I know a lot of Americans. I spend a lot of time in America. That is not the best.
Is that the best
that they have to offer? I know people like off the top of my head immediately who are American who would have done a better job in that debate last night.
On this podcast network.
Yeah. On this podcast network, we have better people. It just makes me sad for America because it's not like that. It's not shitty like that as a whole, man. It's just, I feel bad for the people who aren't that way because holy, what a mess, you know?
Oh.
Anyway, sorry, horrifying. I don't mean to get serious.
If one of our podcast hosts became the president, that'd be pretty good for the network though.
It would be really good for the network.
Yeah, we should try and make that happen.
Because then we could force people to listen. They'd have no choice. We could throw them into prisons.
Yeah.
Which would be great. Okay, so, I mean, not great is what I meant to say. Vote for me in 2021, Dan Duvall, for president. No more cages.
President of Victoria.
For you?
British Columbia. Build a bridge.
All right. Cheaper flight prices.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, my God.
Was that what they wanted? They wanted to build a bridge, right?
So, Victoria, the place where I live is on an island off of Vancouver, on Vancouver Island. It's very confusing. And so there's been these plans for a long time to like build a bridge in between the islands so you can drive here.
That's nuts.
It's bad. People don't like it because they think that Victoria will become a suburb of Vancouver, which I disagree with.
Mm.
I don't think that would happen. I just think it would be a hassle.
That'd be a pretty long drive too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like, I would think so.
Our mutual friend Miles Anderson told a story on this podcast about a cop trying to pull him over and he just drove away from him.
What? Miles did?
Miles Anderson just like drove away from a cop that was trying to pull him over and got away with it.
Wasn't he on a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah, it was a motorcycle.
And he covered his plate. With
he covered his plate. That's right.
What?
Miles Anderson is a stone cold badass. And I don't know if you know that.
If you can you, okay, if you're, please Google Miles Anderson so you can see what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks like the devil's lawyer. Like,
he might have got away with it because the cops thought he also was a cop. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, this guy's one of us. Like, he's the whitest person imaginable. He's like, people say that white people don't have culture the way they do. It's Miles Anderson.
Yeah,
it's Miles Anderson.
It's and a it's tennis when, club membership.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You don't think white people have culture. I guess you've never been to a dog's birthday party. I guess.
Right. You kind of came up with him, right? So
he started before me, but we're both from Victoria. He is leagues ahead of me as far as stand-up goes. I mean, I could partially be because I was a hen night blackout drunk for like 5 years before I got sober.
Was that it?
Yeah, and also because he's very much funnier than
I am. I'm talking about just drinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's yeah.
I saw a certain photo.
I drank
photo
through my nose. It's like a straw for your face. It's like a drug straw. Hey, if God didn't want me to become addicted to snorting drugs.
Yep.
Then he shouldn't have put this fucking straw in my face.
That is a great
he or she
point.
Or whatever God may be.
I remember one time I did mushrooms when I was a teenager and I became obsessed with the fact that we don't actually need our noses.
We fucking do.
It's like, we don't, I could do all this business down here.
Oh, yeah, because you can just smell through the holes.
I could just do that. I remember my friends were like, yeah, and one of them was like laughing, and then he was like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. You know, you just kind of fucked me up. You just wrecked my day. I hope you feel good about that.
Well,
yeah.
When I do mushrooms,
I have a question.
I'm calling you next.
Can you? Yeah, definitely. Why? Because you need me to be your sponsor?
Dan, I am addicted.
I cannot stop microdosing. Last week, I macrodosed.
Get this sketchbook away from me.
Yeah, I tried to microdose cocaine. It does not work.
Yeah, it doesn't work when you're microdosing every 5 minutes.
No. Yeah, for sure.
These are all microdoses. Thousands and thousands of microdoses.
Yeah, man. And since COVID will still be going, I'm predicting COVID is still going in November. Not a tough call. That's not a hot take. But I think it'll still be going. Restaurants will be a thing of the past by November. 7-Eleven will be the only restaurant available.
Good thing the menu is so vast.
So yeah. 7-Eleven will have European style patios out front. They will serve you taquitos and like a plate where you, it's like on, you know, with the plate cover.
Yeah.
And white gloves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They'll have chili sauce fountains and cheese fountains.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. 7-Eleven is going to be all that there is left.
7-Eleven is a great place to get into a fight with someone's stepmother at 3 a.m.
7-Eleven is the number one place to get into a fight with someone's stepmother.
Witness a fight too.
Yes, true.
Yeah, it's 7-Eleven should be sponsored
and
by
film a fight.
Yeah. So I was gonna say 7-Eleven should be sponsored by World Star.
Yeah.
Would you like? I'll get two taquitos. Certainly. Would you like that with a fist fight or without a fist fight?
I'll take the fist fight.
Yeah.
Like half the time I go there, I see a fight.
Do you eat 7-Eleven food? I have a stand-up bit about this.
I do.
I do. You do?
There's a photo of...
I just eat like whatever my boyfriend gets because he's the biggest like 7-Eleven and Domino's fan.
Really, eh? Yeah. And like, that's crazy. You guys live together?
Yeah.
Do you have to handle that? That's crazy. What's your bathroom like?
That is his. He can take care of that.
That is messed up.
It's
outside their building.
Is it not?
It's separate. It's just an outhouse?
Yeah. It says 7-Eleven on it. Do you have 712? Do you have to like? Does he eat it during the day? Like, is it a 7-Eleven? Is it a nighttime thing exclusively?
Eat at 7-Eleven, just go on with your day.
That's crazy, right? Like, you can't eat 7-Eleven during the day. It's not a thing.
Yeah, you made a decision to have diarrhea.
That's what I would say is like their wings are good.
Yeah.
Their wings are good, but only they're good like if there's no Buffalo Wild Wings around, but you still want diarrhea.
Like yeah, 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 yeah.
But ordering 7-Eleven at night is like, I get it.
Yeah.
You can't do that in the middle of the day. Like if you order taquitos before 11 p.m., you should not be allowed to vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should lose it.
And you should have to go back to school. But if you get 7-Eleven at night, you've made the decision to watch Family Guy until you pass out that night.
That is exactly what happens. Man, Jeff is just getting like lit up.
He's getting lambasted.
Jeff, man, I haven't met you, bro, but you need to get your shit together.
Every episode someone says that about him lately. Look at him shrink down.
Yeah. And that's a whole other question.
Me?
Yeah.
With
what you gotta, what are your life choices about?
If you're I actually stuck up for Jeff last episode.
What?
I'm tired of the smear campaign on Jeff. I stuck up for him last episode.
Is he G-E-O-F?
No, he's J-E-F-F.
Yeah, you know why? Because a Jeff with a G doesn't eat 7-Eleven.
Doesn't even know about 7-Eleven.
That's a sophisticated.
Yeah.
They're more of a Max guy.
He's more of an AM-PM guy.
Yeah, AM-PM Max. Yeah, yeah, something else, you know.
I really respect people who work at 7-Eleven because there's no way that pays well. You're just dealing with potential homicide all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the thing, though. The guy at 7-Eleven who worked at 7-Eleven by my house, and I used to go there all the time, used to call me boss.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
You love that? You love when people call you boss?
Yeah.
I hate it. I'm like, here you go, boss. I'm like, dude. And I used to get mad until I realized that when you work at 7-Eleven, everyone is kind of your boss. It's kind of true. And I used to get really upset about it. But working at 7-Eleven, you know how you get a job at 7-Eleven? You just walk behind the counter and start working there.
Yeah. That's it. A smock just appears on you.
You're like not even meaning to, but you're triggering every punchline I have in my bit about 7-Eleven.
Alley-oop. Alley-oop.
If there was a process to getting hired at 7-Eleven, like there was like an application form you'd fill out, it would have three questions on it. It would say, do you watch anime? Do you have a ponytail? When can you start? That's the most real shit about 7-Eleven. And then this is a public service announcement. I want to add this about 7-Eleven. If you're in 7-Eleven, okay, and the cashier wishes you a good day, and you're like, you pay for your stuff and they're like, have a good day. You don't say you too back. Never be like, you too. You can't say it's rude.
Yeah, you're rubbing it in.
It's rude. It's shitty. It's like telling someone in a wheelchair to walk it off.
Yeah. That's amazing.
When someone says, enjoy your flight, and you're like, you too.
Oh, the worst. Happy birthday, you too.
Thanks. What if it was their birthday? They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Ooh. How did you know?
That's crazy.
7-Eleven is a great place to witness a curb stomping.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Family Feud. What is the number one place to witness a curb stomping? Show me 7-Eleven. Bing.
It's just 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven.
AM, PM, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone American just comes over History and presses X. your hands.
It's like, that's number one. That's number one. Like, if we're being serious, it's
that's how we learned about what a curb stomping is.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, it's so gross. That scene is gross. Yeah. I watched it during COVID.
The sound of his teeth touching the cement. Have you seen that movie?
That's a documentary about America now.
That was the first time, too.
They didn't mean to, but it became a documentary about America. They didn't mean to make it.
If all these racist white people just had a cool black guy to talk basketball with in prison.
Yeah.
Everything would be saved.
Everything would be fine.
Yeah.
I'm all like, before that movie, I like didn't know that was a thing that people did.
Curb stomping?
And I was so like upset. Very educational. Afterwards.
That is an upset. And another violent thing that happened in a movie that sticks with me is in the movie Blood In, Blood Out. God. When they put that guy onto the fire hydrant. Remember when they lift him up and then he's like a cripple forever after? Are we allowed to say cripple? Probably not.
I just think in the phrasing that you just did is problematic.
What? When they put
you called him a cripple.
Yeah.
It's like calling someone a Jew.
I meant like the what's wrong with saying someone is a Jew? Are you not allowed to say that?
Apparently they don't like that. They're like Jewish.
Can we edit this out?
Yeah. We can totally edit this out.
You know what? Let's just start the whole episode.
Yeah. Oh, the cameras. Let's go. I'm talking about Jonathan getting us canceled. I'm going to get us canceled. Maybe we should edit out the part where I said Jonathan will get us canceled too.
He should know.
He should. Yeah. He knows. He's there when he says the things he said.
I'm just kidding.
He knows what he did. He knows what he continues to do.
I like it if we cut out all that and just still left all the Jeff slandering in.
Oh, that's funny. Jeff has it coming.
Oh, yeah. I left in the episode that came out today, Randy. Randy Newmar. And she was like, oh, like, you're way hotter than your boyfriend.
What she said was.
I don't even think she's. Did they have an episode come out today? Yes. Or we did our podcast where she was.
Okay.
What Randy said was because you said, oh, my boyfriend's a great drummer and the drums are always set up and he won't drum on my songs. And then Randy said, well, he should if he knows what's good with him. You're way hotter than him.
Wow. Her reaction to just. What? That's crazy. And then just strokes her hair like you.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true at all.
And I was like, Randy. And then after I was like, you can cut that. And Alex was like, he should know.
Yeah. Totally.
I didn't tell him before it came out today.
Jeff, if you're listening, you're doing great.
Yeah, exactly.
He's great.
Love you, Jeff. I've always had a wonderful time with you.
You're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Hell of a job.
Shout out to Nat. It's his sister. She's a fitness instructor. I liked when we were slamming 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that was
nice. That was really good.
Those were good times.
Which is really on point with the whole purpose of this episode, which is to talk about the podcast network launch. But that's okay. That's okay.
We let everyone know what's going
on. We should probably do 7-Eleven podcast now.
We definitely should. I think it's... I just want to reiterate how important I think it is to celebrate Canadian comedy and talk about how awesome our talent is here in this country and how creative and brilliant. And it just pains me that we feel like we need to go to the States to be successful. And I wish we didn't have to feel that way.
I don't think that's going to be the way it is now because of all the talent moving out of LA.
Well, yeah. And cause Kid Rock is the president.
Well, there's only room for one.
The only comedians left are Larry, the cable guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kid Rock's favorite comedian.
Dennis Miller.
Being so predictable, Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Get into David Cross or something.
Yeah, no.
Do you guys want to know my favorite? Who my favorite comedian was when I was like 11?
Yeah,
Larry the Cable Guy.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Jeff Foxworthy's. If you re-listen to his, he's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
He
thought you were going to get slammed there, but
yeah,
your name isn't Jeff, so that's not happening on this podcast.
Dane Cook,
him too.
I loved the first Dane Cook album.
Back when you had to buy each individual joke as like a single on iTunes for 99¢, I bought each individual joke.
That is adorable.
That is adorable. That's really cute.
She's like, I'm going to buy the Kool-Aid
Man. If one's not funny, can you return it?
She just buys the intro of the Dane Cook album.
Yeah. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook. That's it.
Wow. 99¢. Love this track. Put it on repeat.
I think I was only like 10. So, you know, you're very limited with what you get. Like, you get like a gift card for Christmas or you just got like $20. You're going to buy some songs and maybe like a few jokes. So you got your few jokes.
Oh, because you're making mixtapes and you want some interlude. You want to throw some, you might be a redneck jokes in between.
She makes her own comedy compilation.
In between Len, Steal My Sunshine.
Buttons, Pussy Cat Dolls, burnt it onto a CD.
Nice.
Cool.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick. Go ahead.
I would like it if Kid Rock, if we found out he has really sophisticated comedy tastes, actually. He's like, you know, actually, I'm really into Eddie Izzard.
Just loves Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of big stuff happening here. We have a lot of high hopes here. At Comedy Here often across the board with our content. And we think the sky's the limit with Canadian comedy. And we're just digging more and more into trying to be the home for that.
Yeah.
And just trying to lift up our fellow comedians and sort of attacking it as like a whole front rather than trying to be individuals. And there's a big thing in comedy, I think, where we can be a bunch of catty bitches.
Yep.
And we can be problematic when it comes to seeing others having success. And it's almost like we're attention whores. but I really feel like there's room for everyone to be successful. And I feel like, as the saying, with the rising tides, all ships rise with the tides. Like, one person's success here at the label means success for everyone else. And we can accomplish a lot more when we band together than when we're pitted against one another. And there's a lot of that in this industry. And, I'm really stoked that we're doing this here and that, we've sort of been given free rein to nurture this kind of environment. And I'm really stoked about what is happening here. I've never been happier at a job. And I feel genuinely from a place
in my heart that we are doing some good for Canadian comedy, and I'm really fired up to see where this keeps going.
And this all stemmed from that first time I met you and I was mean to you.
That's true.
That's true.
I'm still sorry about that.
When I texted you, hey, what are you guys doing over at Comedy Here Often? I'm thinking about leaving our label. And you were like, fuck you, you loser.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then, and then
so get your sister on the phone. You're a loser too. Oh, I'm just kidding. Love Sarah.
Arse. Wow. She is. My sister's a
No, she's not.
She's not. It's true. She's a good people.
That was just a hate locker slam.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get so heartfelt there. I just
get fired up
when I talk about what we're doing here. I'm excited.
I know. It's great.
Gotta have heart.
Gotta have heart and hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else we want to discuss before we wrap up the flagship podcast network drop episode?
This is a...
Do we want to do a hot take on Dairy Queen or something?
What?
Okay.
You want to talk about Dairy Queen? Do you know how much I love Dairy Queen?
No.
Is that why you're saying that?
No.
Are you a Dairy Queen person?
I've been craving it for days.
Let's go get it after this.
Yes! I'm down.
Oh, fuck up. Okay. So we need to talk. Okay, Dairy Queen... Dairy Queen is like my shit. I love Dairy Queen. If you go to the States, there's no fucking Dairy Queens anywhere.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting. Yeah. That's a whole other thing. But I'm down for like local, like craft, if like, you know, artisan, not like marble slab. Like if you're Victoria, we have a place called Cold Comfort that's really good. You know, like artisan ice cream. It's great. Mm. But man, you can't mess with a blizzard. You just can't mess with a blizzard. You gotta get a blizzy and they hold it upside down. And what's your favorite flavor? What's your go-to?
I like the strawberry cheesecake or banana split blizzard.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have made that sound.
What?
Banana split blizzard?
It's so
That's disgusting.
Good.
Disgusting. Why? Could you take a good thing and make I hate bananas like so much. You guys know I'm phobic of bananas, right?
Why, what happened?
I don't know.
Someone shoved a banana up his ass.
No one did that. It wasn't a shove. It was more of a slide. We can talk about that another time.
What's your favorite?
Have you ever mixed flavors?
No.
Did you know
can you
that,
do you, that?
You can get. You can have
the swamp
many,
water version of a blizzard.
Blizzard if you want.
What?
It's crazy.
I don't know if I'd want that though. Yeah.
I know.
Flavors.
There's a good combo.
Alexi's a chef,
combos.
So she knows not to complicate things because your palate gets confused.
But you're also kind of a chef too, right?
I like to cook.
You like to cook.
I wouldn't call myself a chef by any means, but I like to cook.
Tell me about your flavor blend. You like
my
you
go-to
like to do-
is and you can switch the base, which is nice. But I like to do a strawberry the strawberry cheesecake, but add Oreo to it.
Oh, interesting.
Highly recommend. It's quite nice. Okay. Or you, but that gives you like a nice strawberry base, but you can switch it to an Oreo base, add cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake as well.
Oh my
god. You can
god.
Add you can add cheesecake chunks to any blizzard.
Oh, yes.
Any blizzard can be a cheesecake blizzard if you want it to be bad enough. I learned this from another comedian who is a very big fan of blizzards is Mace Galone.
Oh, of course.
So he taught
Mr.
me
Mr. Diarrhea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's his rap name. he taught me, I only have met him once. We did a show together and of course we talked about blizzards because this is our go-to topic for me. We talked about, he taught me that the cookie dough and the brownie are not good. Because they get too cold and then they're chunky. They're not, you want them to be soft, but they're not because it gets too cold in ice cream. And you know what? He's right. So I've abandoned the cookie dough.
Wow. I
really love it.
He's right. Yeah.
You know what? One time it actually really freaked me out. And then so it gets really cold, right? That was never like a problem for me. But the way that it's like formed are like little balls. And I swear, there's not somebody in the back there like rolling it by hand.
No, for
but
sure.
One time
not.
I pulled
for
one
sure
out.
There's not.
That used to be Chris Griffin's job.
I pulled one out and I swear, I saw like what in my mind looked like a fingerprint. And I'm like, nope, never again. And that's not what it is, right? It must have been like the machine.
Maybe there might have been.
Wait, look, right? You just don't know.
They are like really perfect little pellets, but I don't think there's somebody in the back rolling them. There's not like
you don't know.
Yeah, there's not. It's not like an artisan Dairy Queen like in the back.
What if, but they're not paying their people very much anyways. No. Like what are they're going to buy the machine or they're going to pay someone minimum wage to roll a little cookie?
Do you ever get a blizzard that's like you get to the bottom and there's no more flavor and it's just the worst? Yeah. There's different... I go so often to get blizzards that I know the best people who make the best blizzards.
Oh, that's good.
At the spots.
Is Cheryl here? No, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, so there's more. So another fun thing to do, there's this Dairy Queen in Victoria, BC that is on Douglas Street that is in a really sketchy part of town. It is the weirdest. You see the weirdest, most fun, crazy shit when you go there. And a fun thing to do is get a blizzard in summertime and just sit in the parking lot. There's like a, where they have the big old school sign. Yeah. There's like a brick wall you can just sort of sit on. And you just sit there and just watch. And then also when people are coming in, you go, what are you getting? Just ask them what they're getting, man.
I love
you get
this.
Fun answers. You learn new combos that way. And, like people, and you get, there's like two kinds of people. Either the person who like, probably like you don't even get the sentence out and they're like, oh, Henry, Oreo, blizzard, medium size.
Peanut Buster Parfait. That is
peanut Buster Parfait is the best.
That's legit.
Dan, so, that is a sober man's activity.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's really fun. It's really, really fun.
I would do that for
sure. It's a really fun thing to do. Me and my ex-girlfriend used to do that all the time. It's a blast. Highly recommend.
I also love Mace Galone told me one time his idea of the perfect night is eating too much Wendy's and a Frosty and then just passing out in the packaging.
Okay. Check this. So I have issues. So like, I don't know. People don't really know me on here, but I like, I'm a sober person. I've been sober for like 3 years. Yeah. So I have, it comes out though, like the addiction comes out in other ways, like food.
Bike riding,
cycling, exercising. Sometimes
podcast networks.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should make this into a whole network.
Whoa, catching flies with your bare hands. devouring their essence.
So yesterday, I got up early in the morning. I went to the gym. And then did a bunch of work. And then I went for a bike ride. I have like a 30K like sprint route that I do. Mm-hmm. I go as hard as I can. It's like up. It's like uphill too. It's like a tons of elevation gain. So I did that. And I ate soup. I ate three very healthy meals. And then I ate two Nanaimo bars and two cheesecake / brownie squares that were like this big.
Oof.
Each with their own bowl of ice cream.
Holy fuck, that's awesome.
And I ate it at like 9:30 at night and then just went to bed.
You know,
the inside of my body
is like a
prison cafeteria right now. And and people are upset.
Yeah.
There's a riot.
Scorched earth. There's a riot going on. And the warden is dead and no one is in control. It's like, do you remember Natural Born Killers?
Yeah.
The whole movie of Natural Born Killers is playing through the inside of
my body.
There's
just someone in your stomach with Tommy Lee Jones's severed head on
all
a stick.
Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield drowning in a fish tank.
Yep.
It's happening. It's all happening in there.
Oh,
good.
No.
I deserve it. So this is
no, I'm
issue.
Not you.
Oh,
Rodney Dangerfield was a piece of shit in that movie.
Yeah,
he deserved to die with those
in
guppies.
But do you think he deserved to die in real life?
No, it's not what I'm saying. Don't put words in my mouth.
Hey.
I gotta quit being mean to you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I get it. I get it. I'm trash.
You are not trash.
No, I'm not. That's so passive aggressive. I get it. I'm trash. I wish I was dead.
It's our riffing dynamic. It just happens.
It's your riffing dynamic. I brought him flowers. I showed up. There was a guy on the train on the way here. The only person on the train not wearing a mask and just coughing his lungs out.
Oh.
The only guy on the train. By the way, you guys have COVID now. I should probably.
Okay. Oh, no. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Did you already have it?
No, it's we had a comedian come in here and then.
Name names, coward.
Are we going to.
I don't want to out him.
He's
so
bad.
Sensitive.
I was kidding. I'm not.
But he messaged us a few days later and was like, the guy I've been staying with has COVID. And so we weren't allowed in the building for 2 weeks.
Oh, is that what happened? It was a comedian that you were supposed to? I did not know that.
A comedian came in here.
Can you say what their name rhymes with?
No, I don't want to do that. He's sensitive. It'll hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he felt so bad.
He did.
His messages.
And, but then it was funny because Alexi and I weren't allowed to be here, so we had to cancel all this stuff. Louise Burns wasn't allowed here because she was around me. You.
I did a photo
And then Pedro was around me. So none of it. The building's just empty for two
and
weeks.
Derek right. as well. And Steve. Derek.
There's more people. I showed up today here at the studio. There's more people here than I thought there was going to be. There's the
yeah, we're having
there's
a COVID
buzz,
party.
There's a buzz about it.
We're having a COVID party. We're spitting in each other's mouths between takes.
That's right. That's why I keep coming.
Wink. All right, Dan.
That's it, I guess. I'm going to probably just end on that.
Yeah,
know?
We got to wrap it up. That's the best way to, with him coming.
We have to get some Dairy Queen.
That's how all things end. Let's go to Dairy Queen. Bye.